2008, archaeologists in Mexico discovered 11 stone temples in underground caves and an underground road that Mayans believed was the road to the mythical underworld city known as Xibalba. According to the ancient Mayan scripture, the Popol Vuh, the route to the underworld was filled with obstacles, including rivers filled with scorpions and blood, lined with houses shrouded in darkness, or swimming with shrieking bats. Some of the newly discovered caves were submerged in water and contained human bones, which the ancient Mayans believed was a portal where dead souls entered the underworld. Excavations over the past 5 months in the Yucatan caves revealed stone carvings and pottery left for the dead. The souls of the dead followed a mythical dog who could see at night. They described the torturous journey to Xibalba, originally written in hieroglyphic script on long scrolls and later transcribed by Spanish conquerors. Different Mayan groups who inhabited southern Mexico and northern Guatemala and Belize had their own entrances to the underworld, which archaeologists have discovered at other sites, almost always in cave systems buried deep in the jungle. In the Yucatan site, they have found one 1900-year-old ceramic vase, but most of the artifacts date back to between 700 and 850 AD. These sacred tunnels and caves were natural temples and often connected to temples on the surface.
According to a report by CNN, archaeologists in Mexico will begin to excavate a secret tunnel thought to lead beneath a pyramid built by the ancient Maya. Sealed off centuries ago by the Maya, archaeologists plan to excavate it in order to reach a hidden cenote or underwater cavern that has been central to Mayan spirituality. Cenotes are water-filled sinkholes and are the only source of fresh water in Mexico's Yucatan state. Not only could the Mayan civilization not have survived without the cenotes, but the deep caverns were a key part of the Mayan cosmology.
In Guatemala, archaeologists have also discovered 800 kilometers worth of tunnels, which have been mapped underneath the Mayan pyramid complex of Tikal. Tikal is an ancient Mayan citadel in the rainforests of northern Guatemala. Its iconic ruins feature the massive, ceremonial Lost World Pyramid, the Temple of the Grand Jaguar. At 70 meters, Temple 4 is the tallest pre-Columbian structure in the Americas. Could there be hidden passages built beneath the site? If so, who could have built them? Not too far from Tikal is the ancient city of Chichen Itza, where archaeologists have discovered a cave filled with hundreds of artifacts beneath the ruins of the Mayan city in Mexico. This massive cave is a scientific treasure. A Mexican archaeologist said it could help scientists better understand the origins, lives, and beliefs of the residents of Chichen Itza. The cave sits about 24 meters underground and contains multiple chambers connected by narrow passages. Archaeologists have explored about 460 meters of the cave so far and do not know how far it stretches. The relics found include 7 incense burners shaped like the Mayan rain god, which researchers believe were offerings meant to bring rain. Also, researchers believe the largest incense burners date from around 700 to 1000 AD. The reality is that only a very small fraction of Mesoamerican archaeological sites have been discovered or explored, and this is mostly due to the thick jungle overgrowth, which makes them hard to discover and get to. That said, new sites are being discovered thanks to advances in technology, and the ancient mosaic of the rich history of the New World is becoming unearthed at an accelerated pace.
Deep in the jungle, this team of archaeologists are hunting for clues to Mexico's ancient past. Armed with satellite pictures of what appears to be a group of ancient structures, the team finally arrive at their destination and discover this, a Mayan city which has been hidden for more than 1,400 years. Bearing ancient carvings, the dozens of remains represent only a fraction of what this archaeologist believes was once an imperial city.
Los edificios que predominan aquí son...
The buildings here are long and most likely were palaces. We still don't know if they were homes of the elite or government buildings.
Residencias.
The objects from these digs end up here at the National Museum of Anthropology. It's one of the most visited sites in all of Mexico. And so far, there have been over 40,000 archaeological sites that have been discovered throughout the country. Mexico's archaeological riches from past civilizations are some of the most extensive and well-preserved in the world. Hundreds of pre-Hispanic civilizations flourished here for centuries before the Spanish invasion over 500 years ago. Archaeologists are still discovering the remains of those communities today.
Technology really helps us. Satellites can detect specific sites. The problem is that many of these cities are in the jungle. They are mentioned in writings, but we still haven't found them.
This latest discovery will show the way the Mayans lived, how they worked, and how they handled the pressures of a time long since past, but now not forgotten.
My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist. You can find my published work on Amazon.com. Please don't forget to subscribe for updates. Please share and don't forget to leave a comment. I hope to see you again soon.